Let us pray. In the whispers of the moment, O God, speak to us, we pray. In a simple song filled with meaning and expression, in the instruments that sing your praise. And now in human hearts, O God, call forth the expression of your love that heals human lives and transforms this world with peace. Open our eyes and our ears to see what you see and to hear your voice, visions of promise and words of hope. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, for you are our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. I began our four children mostly today by asking our kids a question, and so now I have a question for you. My question is, who are the most unforgettable personalities in the Bible? The cast of characters whose names you know the best, and don't tell me God or Jesus. Who are the others? Joseph. There are a couple of them. Joseph, the son of Jacob, and Joseph, Jesus' father. Another name. Mary, and there are several of them too. Another name. David, great King David. Rachel, whose wife was she? Okay, correct. His second wife. John the Baptist, thank you, Ruth. Peter, the great disciple. Any others? Moses, what was this over here? Esther, Queen Esther. Ruth. You all know your biblical personalities. But do you know these names? Seth. Who was he? Exactly, Pam. He was the third son of Adam and Eve. We know the first two are Cain and Abel, right? How about Melchizedek? Patty? Melchizedek, priest, the king of Salem, which means peace, and his name literally means king of righteousness. Rahab. Well, Rahab was from Jericho. She was a prostitute, and she let in the Israel spies to the city and hid them there so they could figure out what the weakness was so Israel could conquer the city. Rahab. How about Matthias? Matthias is the one who was elected to take the place of Judas after he died. You're all pretty good. You know these people too, at least most of them, and they aren't the superstars. They are instead the supporting cast. These names aren't the names of timeless giants. They're fading footnotes on the narrative of salvation. Fading footnotes on the narrative of salvation. And that brings us to Shifra and Puah. Don't you love those names? Shifra and Puah. Shifra and Puah were the midwives of Israel. They were Israel's labor and delivery specialists in Egypt. Maren, you read their story just a moment ago. Remember how that story begins. Now, a new king arose over Egypt who did not know Joseph. A new king arose over Egypt who did not know Joseph. 12 words that pack quite a wallop. These 12 words tell us that the new king of Egypt, the Pharaoh, was a master of revisionist history. This Pharaoh refused to acknowledge the historical reality that the mighty empire of Egypt had been saved from famine and starvation by an Israelite named Joseph. These 12 words tell us that the people of Israel, Joseph's people, were not a blessing for this Pharaoh. Instead, they were a scourge, a curse, a ticking time bomb. What once had been just a dad named Jacob and his 12 sons had grown into a great and populous nation. No longer could they be honored guests in Egypt. They now were a dire threat. So Pharaoh, this new king, developed a plan to take care of his Israel problem. It was a diabolical scheme for Egyptian supremacy that included racial profiling and ethnic cleansing. Pharaoh would destroy Israel by eliminating its men. So Pharaoh commanded Shiphrah and Puah to kill every baby boy as he was born. Genocide by infanticide. But Shiphrah and Puah didn't do it. They didn't just defy the great Pharaoh of Egypt. They taunted him with spunk and spirit. Remember what they said? They said, "Well, Pharaoh, the Hebrew women are not like the Egyptian women, for they are vigorous, and they give birth even before the midwife comes to them." With courage, with determination, with fearlessness and faith, Shiphrah and Puah saved Israel. But they are only mentioned once, just once in the Bible. They are lesser saints. Now, one of the baby boys that Shiphrah and Puah saved was the little brother of Aaron and Miriam. Even though he was born safely, his mother knew that he was still in grave danger, so she wove a papyrus basket and waterproofed it with tar. Then she set that baby afloat, her little boy, in the reeds along the banks of the Nile. As his sister Miriam watched, Pharaoh's daughter found her baby brother and she snatched him up. For Pharaoh's daughter, it was love at first sight. He was hers. Out of the shadows, Miriam came, and she said to Pharaoh's daughter, would you like me to find you a Hebrew nurse for this child? And Pharaoh's daughter said, yes, please. And so Miriam went,
And she summoned their mother. And the nurse cared for her own son.
Pharaoh's daughter named this baby boy Moses, a name that means I drew him out of the water.
And oh, what that name would come to mean. Moses, who would lead Israel from slavery to freedom through the water of the Red Sea. In this way, Miriam and her mother saved Moses. Moses, who would save Israel. But Miriam, well, she's only mentioned twice in the Bible. And we don't even know her mother's name. They are lesser saints. Pharaoh, the great king of Egypt, thought that he could manage and control and subdue and even exterminate the people of Israel. But Pharaoh thought wrong, because God prevailed through lesser saints. In a place that was named for one of Rome's great kings, one of Rome's Caesars, that means in Pharaoh's court, Jesus asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" An easy, simple question. Give me a report, friends. What are people saying about me? But then Jesus made that question intensely personal. He looked his disciples in the eye and he said, "But who do you say that I am?" And Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah. You are the Son of the living God." At that answer, Jesus could barely contain his joy. "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah. For flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I tell you, you are Peter. And upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it." "Who do you say that I am?" That question that Jesus asked in Caesarea Philippi wasn't just a question for his ancient disciples, and certainly not only for Peter, who rushed in to offer the first answer. No, this question Jesus asks is a question for all of his disciples, both ancient and contemporary. It's for you and it's for me. Yes, it is for every lesser saint. And that question means, friends, that the bedrock of the church is not an ancient fisherman named Peter. No, it's Peter's faith and our faith. Jesus builds the church on our confession, on our unshakable trust that Jesus is the Messiah and that his way is the way of life that is life indeed. Who do you say that I am? 2 weeks ago, Heather Heyer was run down and killed in Charlotte, North Carolina, because she stood up to the tactics of Pharaoh. The intimidation of white supremacy, the hatred of racial violence, and the agenda of ethnic cleansing. Heather Heyer stood up to the agenda of Pharaoh and stood up for love. And even though you and I know her name today, I also know that her name will fade away. Because Heather Heyer is a lesser saint. lesser saints. They include you and me and countless others whose names are never enshrined for time immemorial. Lesser saints, ordinary people of extraordinary faith, people who confess that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, people who confess that with our minds and with our mouths and even with our bodies. Friends, the greatest joys of my ministry are the lesser saints who I have met and known and love along the way. People who sit in pews as you sit here today. People who have forever changed my faith and my life. To borrow a phrase from Abraham Lincoln, these are people that the world will little note nor long remember. But the church is not built and sustained by the memorable few. It's built and sustained by the multitude of lesser saints, ordinary people of extraordinary faith, people that the love of God shines through, people who confess with their minds and their mouths and even their bodies that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of the living God, people the likes of you. So friends, remember Shifra and Puah. Remember Miriam and the mother of Moses. Remember Peter, who is every disciple. And remember Heather Heyer. And as you do, know this: it is enough to be a lesser saint. Amen.